politics that I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn meeting.
Ladies and gentlemen, Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline headquarters in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. My name is Johnny Taco. Welcome to Johnny Taco for Sports Overnight America, the Saturday night edition. I'll be joined by my co-host, my partner in grime. I'm talking about Zach Attack Young in just a minute. But some of these subjects we'll touch on tonight. Of course, the UFC off and rolling as well. Hey, USC and Tennessee, they're hot and happening. How about Hank Aaron? Of course, the second, probably the best home run hitter of all time that didn't take steroids. You know what I'm talking about. Hank Aaron, number two as far as number home runs are concerned. But we'll also look at the NBA playoffs and, of course, the death of Aaron Hernandez. Aaron Hernandez will look at real hard and real deep, but not as a person, as a human being. We'll look at him as an athlete. Of course, he passed away this week at his own hands. What can I say? No love lost there. But the bottom line is he does leave a family. And, of course, there were many victims outside of just the people that he killed or was alleged to have killed. Bottom line is lots of sports to talk about tonight. The text line is up and happening, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Steve Kerr is out as the Warriors coach. Man, they miss Luke Walton, I bet. And, of course, Donald Sterling will be tonight as well. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's Weekend Update with Colin Jost and Michael Che.
What's up, everyone?
Welcome to Weekend Update. I'm Michael Che.
And I'm Colin Jost. We have breaking news tonight about Kim Jong-un, who actually describes himself as the Harry Styles of North Korea. Just hours ago, North Korea attempted a missile launch, but as soon as it took off, it immediately exploded. North Korea claimed the failed launch was actually just a tribute to Donald Trump's first 100 days in office. As tensions have mounted between the U.S. and North Korea, Vice President Mike Pence was actually sent to South Korea, even though for Mike Pence, going south is a sin. Meanwhile, Donald Trump spent the weekend on the one peninsula less stable than Korea, Florida.
In an interview, President Trump explained that his stance on North Korea changed after meeting with China's president, saying, "After listening for 10 minutes, I realized it's not so easy." Which part? The North Korea part or the listening for 10 minutes part? Also, nothing says I wasn't really listening more than saying, "I listened for 10 minutes. You're never going to hear, "I listened for 10 minutes and now I know karate." You can't just half listen and politely nod to the president of China like he's asking you to check out his new mixtape.
This week, our military dropped the mother of all bombs in Afghanistan. The bomb cost $16 million and reportedly took out 94 members of ISIS, which doesn't sound that efficient. But remember, Fox News spent $13 million just to get rid of five women. The bomb hit ISIS-K, which is a regional division of ISIS, and coincidentally, Kellogg's least popular breakfast cereal.
President Trump gave an exclusive interview to Fox Business recounting his meeting with the Chinese president. Let's take a look.
"I was sitting at the table. We had finished dinner. We're now having dessert. And we had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen."
"First of all, you don't know what cakes I've seen." "And second, maybe you should take it easy on the cake. You already got a butt like an Atlanta stripper." But Trump eventually got back on track and gave us the important specific details.
"So what happens is, I said, we've just launched 59 missiles heading to Iraq."
"Well, you headed to Syria?"
"Yes, heading toward Syria."
"Are you sure, bro? Because that part's kind of important. Trump runs the country like Homer Simpson runs the power plant. We're asking him about missile strikes, and he's thinking, cake."
Florida inspectors, health inspectors in Florida, have issued 13 violations against President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. But Trump isn't too worried, since he's built up immunities to most diseases from a lifetime of waiters spitting in his food.
The Secret Service requested a $60 million budget increase on top of the $74 million already set aside for protecting Trump and his family. That's $134 million for protection. Are you getting them all Iron Man suits? No family is in that much danger. I grew up in a New York City apartment in the projects during the crack 80s, and all we had for protection was a pit bull and a praying grandmother. And if one of us got hurt, that was just God's plan, baby. You just put down some candles on the basketball court and you can move on. Dr. Ben Carson toured a housing complex this week and got stuck in an elevator where he spent 45 minutes trying to dial 911 on the floor buttons.
Dr. Carson said it was almost as embarrassing as the time he got stuck on this escalator. In shocking news this week, United is possibly not a great airline. On Thursday, a passenger on one of their flights, somehow this is true, was stung by a scorpion that fell from an overhead bin. And that was the best thing that happened on a United flight this week. The way worse story, of course, was that this poor doctor was dragged off an oversold flight to make room for United employees. United, your slogan is literally, fly the friendly skies. I can't think of anything less appropriate. That's like if Chipotle's slogan was, you're going to have an easy time on the toilet. Though I will say, in fairness, United only promises to be friendly in the skies. On the ground, their slogan is, don't even look at us. I'll say, after all this, I will never fly United ever again, unless they have a cheap flight to wherever I'm going, in which case I'll definitely fly United.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
See what I mean?
What is it? Sports date, April 23rd, 2017. Let's focus on Aaron Hernandez. Born November 6, 1989. Died April 19th, 2017 at his own hands via suicide in a Massachusetts prison. Zach, let's look at the numbers, guy. I mean, all in all, his numbers were incredible. I mean, they just were. I mean, he was. We're not going to talk about him being, you know, the murderer and all that kind of stuff. Let's look at him as the athlete. I mean, an All-American of Florida. I mean, wow, an All-Pro as an NFL player. He signed a big fat contract with the Patriots. I mean, he really had a beautiful future, man, before he like went off the rails.
Yeah, he did. And I mean, you look at 2011, he had 910 receiving yards, which is a lot for a tight end, you know, and he got 18 touchdowns in 3 years. I mean, he put up some real numbers as a tight end, and, you know, he's only 27 when he passed away. So it's just crazy to think how much time he would have had left.
Are you inclined, like I am, to hope that he had CTE or something like that and that somebody really isn't as possessed as he was? I mean, let's be honest, because, you know, he's been slamming heads on the front line of football, on football fields for like almost 20 years. If he's like 27, you got to figure he started playing when he was 10 or 11. So you figure like 17 years playing pro football, I mean playing football, knocking heads. I mean, that's got to take its toll. Some people, you know, like some fighters can take punches forever, Zach, and never get punch drunk. Like Jake LaMotta, who's still alive, okay? Well, yet there are other guys who take a couple punches and they're punchy before you know it.
Yeah, everybody's body is different, you know, and we don't really know what happened to Aaron Hernandez yet. We'll find out soon. I know he also had his father pass away at a young age, which I think is hard when you're living in a rough area, as he was, you know, that's what was his reality.
Number four pick out of Florida, of course, the great Urban Meyer, now with Ohio State, said to have given him a bit of a pass down there and sort of allowed him to fester into, how can I put this, an irresponsible young man. Am I putting that in nice content?
That's probably the best way you can put it. I mean, there are a lot of irresponsible young men who did less.
You know, and of course, there are victims in this. The victims include Aaron Hernandez's daughter. In fact, you know, Zach, you saw that clip that I put on Facebook this week where I was not ecstatic that he had killed himself or not happy that he didn't kill himself, but sort of content that he killed himself. And then I saw the picture of his daughter, who looks like your daughter and my daughter and everybody else's daughter, and everything changed in a heartbeat. How come? The kid.
Yeah, you know, that's a soft spot for any father or any parent in general, you know, to see a kid and to see how happy she looked in the picture. And, you know, to her, she doesn't know any of the stuff that happened to him or any of the things that he allegedly did, I guess we have to say for now.
Yeah, Well, I guess the state of Massachusetts now is going to void his conviction, so he's never been convicted as far as officially is concerned. Do you think he'll get any of the NFL money, Zach?
You know, I kind of hope that both his daughter and the the victim, if they are to prove anything, I hope that they are able to get some money from that, because it's a lot of suffering, and to lose your father, obviously, is, it's a loss that you can't make up with money. But at the same time, I mean, it would be good for her to be able to go to school and have that type of money for that.
What is it? The passing of Aaron Hernandez. Sports date, April 23rd, 2017. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it. Booster for 10, and Curry, oh my goodness. From about 5 feet beyond the arc, Bogut with the block. Green, back to Curry. Bang! Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Works for me. God's team was a winner tonight. Of course, as predicted, Steph Curry, 34 points against the Portland Trail Blazers. Of course, the Warriors going up north to Portland. Portland loving their day in the sunshine, because it's not going to be too long now. Of course, they are 0-3 in the playoffs. The Warriors 3-0 with a 119-113 win over the Portland Trailblazers. Interesting other scores, too. Of course, the Raptors taking it to the Bucks, 87-76. Not too much to talk about there. The bottom line is the Wizards, of course, now 2-1 against the Hawks. What happened to the Hawks? I thought the Hawks were going to be the hot team this year, but although they're 1-2 in this playoffs, but they were winning tonight, 116-98. Of course, had they not won tonight, it would probably have been curtains to them as far as these playoffs are concerned. Zachary, what's happening on the ice? The National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoffs are off and running. My buddies in St. Louis are all hot about the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, the Blues won tonight. They beat the Wild 4-3 in overtime for Game 5. So, I mean, that's a good look for them. And, you know, the Rangers beat the Canadiens 3-1. We had we still have a game going on. The Oilers are on top of the Sharks 2-1 in the third period. So, the hockey playoffs, I mean, it looks interesting thus far.
Okay, you know, I only watch the NBA when it comes down to the playoffs to an extent. I really do. I really concentrate on the latter part of the season and, you know, watering the plant for the playoffs. I concentrate basically on the semifinals and the finals. And I think if I do watch any hockey during the year, it is the Stanley Cup Finals. And I really thought that Chicago was going to be the team this year again. And Chicago just got blown. I mean, they're not there. And that's a bit of a surprise.
It is. I mean, because that's always one of the top teams in there. And it's, you know, you would expect them to go further, but they lost early this year. And sometimes that happens. I mean, the LA Kings had won the two Stanley Cups in quick succession. And then, you know, the last couple years, they really haven't been in it. So it's one of those things where it really varies from year to year.
Now, you know, the Sharks fill up the Shark Tank. They fill it up. I mean, they fill every seat in the place. It's sold out every game. You can't get a seat to go to a Sharks game, that kind of good stuff. So the Sharks are hot and happening out here, but you don't see a whole lot of them in the newspaper, per se. You see them in the San Jose newspaper, but you don't see them in, like, the San Francisco Chronicle or the Oakland Tribune, per se. So, like, it's like a hometown type of clique down there. That hockey thing is all about that little Silicon Valley clique, and that's all it really is, because it doesn't expand outside of that part of the Bay Area.
That is true, and I definitely don't hear about them here, so I don't think that they expand through California, but I think that's kind of nice. I mean, a city that large definitely deserves to have a viable sports franchise.
Well, they've got the San Jose 49ers. I mean, the Santa Clara 49ers. They call them the San Francisco 49ers. They should be, you know what they should do? You know what would be the greatest name for them? Would be the Silicon Valley 49ers. Well, just call them that.
That makes sense, the Silicon Valley. I mean, that's basically what they are now. They got all that tech money and all that. Like, makes more sense now.
Interesting, no doubt about that. Well, I got to tell you, when I look at the entire picture as far as the hockey playoffs are concerned, I think it NBC or ESPN is gonna actually air the finals, the actual Stanley Cup Finals. But the winners tonight were the Blues, of course, over the Wilds, and the Rangers were 3-1 winners on NBC over the Canadiens. So it looks like they're getting some television. That must be the NBC Sports Network. Take that back. No, the NBC Sports Network has the Oilers and the Sharks tonight. So I guess they are getting on TV. Hockey is getting on TV, and you know, you and I don't give it nearly as much coverage as I think we deserve, as it deserves. But the bottom line is this hot and happening right now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and there's not a lot to watch right now in terms of, like, playoff sports. I mean, you got the NBA, but the first round of the NBA is never really all that interesting. You know, all the teams that are expected to win generally win in the first round.
Well, like, so, you mean you're not expecting the Portland Trail Blazers to come back from this 0-3 deficit here to upset the Warriors?
Definitely not. That kind of looked like a sweep or a five-game series on paper. Just because of how good Lillard is, you thought, oh, he might be able to get a game for his team.
Lillard, he's a pretty bad – Delmont's a pretty bad dude.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's one of the best point guards in the league, I would say. It's unfortunate for him that there are so many good point guards right now, but I think he's in the top five.
Okay. Now, it looks like, you know, Kevin Durant's got some injury issues. And, of course, Steve Kerr wasn't the coach for Game 3 and things like that. So, I mean, there's some problems there. But do you think they miss Luke Walton right now?
I think they do. I think Luke, a lot of the guys liked him, you know, and he has, like, that calming presence, you know, Luke Walton. He's very, like, cool and collected, I'd say, as the Lakers coach. And he's very much a player's coach, so I think they do miss him. And don't forget, when he was there, he lobbied to get them to be able to eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, which I think is just, you know, I don't know if there's a greater asset to a team than that.
Do you think he's a cannabis guy like his dad?
I wouldn't doubt it. He looks... It's funny you mentioned that, because now that I think about it, all the interviews I see him with, he's always like unusually calm.
Yeah, he is Mr. Tranquility, isn't he?
Yeah, just like his dad. You know, his dad was always like, they would say he's like a basketball professor, Bill Walton.
So. You know, I'm old enough to have watched Bill Walton play both college basketball and at UCLA for John Wooden, and in the NBA. And had he not had bad feet, see, he had this big frame. But those feet couldn't hold up his body. So his legs couldn't hold up his body. That's why he broke down as quickly as he did. I mean, he should have had a longer career, a much longer career than he did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was a very good player. And, I mean, as far as big men go, he really had a lot of potential. So to see him not be able to really make the most of that potential is unfortunate.
Hey, your boy James Worthy. James Worthy and Kevin Durant are going back and forth. They don't like each other on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know. Kevin Durant, I mean, his PR department, he needs to fire whoever's in charge of that. It's just, the guy has just become a lot less likable this year, you know. And I don't think that he's a bad person or anything, but it's
Hold on. Do you smell a turd?
A little bit, or at
a
least
little a little bit.
You know, it's like, it's never really a good idea to go at these old school players. You know, it's never really, you're not going to win too many fans doing that type of thing.
And here's what's up. James Worthy is a god, especially as far as LA is concerned, the Lakers are concerned. He was part of many of those championship teams, you know, and he, you know, and I'll say one thing for Worthy, and in all the years I can remember, I don't ever remember him being on the police blotters.
No, he stayed out of trouble, and he was a pretty crucial part of the team. I mean, he wasn't Magic Johnson or anything like that, or Kareem, but he was always an important part of the Lakers team. So he's a reason why they won those five titles.
You know, Kevin Durant, back to Kevin Durant here. There's a picture of him sitting on the bench here at CBS Sports. It says, watch, injured KD loses mind during Warriors run. You know, Is he a fragile psyche? I mean, they say he loses his mind. You talk about him not being the smartest guy in the world as far as PR is concerned. Is he dumb, or is he a little off? What I'm trying to say is, how can you account for an NBA athlete of his stature being in the position he is PR and social media wise?
You know, it's kind of miraculous, because I think when it's all said and done, he's going to be a Hall of Fame player. You know, even if he doesn't win a title, just the scoring alone, leading the league in scoring a couple of times and being such a great shooter, I think, you know, he's definitely going to be in there. So for a guy like that to become somebody that I'd say he's one of the most hated players, and he doesn't have like a bad personality, but just, you know, the buzz around the league and all that, there has to be something wrong there. I think at the end of the day, he's kind of like a beta male in like a sport that's driven by alpha males. Like, he's kind of a guy who just likes to lay back in the cut. And that's maybe why him and Russell Westbrook didn't get along, because Russell Westbrook is definitely like an alpha.
Yeah. Okay. Real quick. Memphis beat San Antonio tonight, 110-108. Little surprise there.
There's a little bit of surprise there. I think that the Grizzlies also are one of those like teams that's gonna like scrap and find a way to get at least a win. So it's not that surprising, but at the same time, I wouldn't have been surprised if you told me the Spurs are gonna sweep.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We have two ways to contact us, folks. You can get us on the toll free at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or via the text line. If you're drunk, you don't want to sound like a fool, text us. 415-27-I-UNDERSTAND. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 203, the American Forces Network, iTunes.com, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I keep going, but the bottom line is, I am the Taco Man. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-Day Super Sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
The first deaf Miss America, Heather Whitestone, was crowned last week in Atlantic City. Although completely deaf, she is an expert lip reader. Personally, I don't think she's that pretty, you know. Not my cup of tea. And in a related story, this week marked the 5,000th performance of the Broadway musical Cats. It also marked the 5,000th time a guy turned to his wife and said, "What the hell is this?" Three of Hollywood's most powerful men, David Geffen, Steven Spielberg, and Jeffrey Katzenberg, joined forces last week to form their own movie studio. When asked what sort of films we could expect from them, the trio replied, "Mostly pornos." Dr. James Watts, a neurosurgeon who performed the first frontal lobotomy, died this week in Washington. If you recall, a lobotomy involves drilling holes in the skull and then inserting and rotating a knife to destroy brain cells. What a genius. He'll be missed. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is warning people not to overeat on Thanksgiving because it can make you drowsy at the wheel. Well, that's bad news for me, you know, because after Thanksgiving dinner, I usually like to drive around a while till I sober up. George Foreman says his upcoming autobiography will be an inspiration to every American who has tried to reach the impossible dream. And in a related story, former heavyweight champion Michael Moorer says that he wants his autobiography to be an inspiration to anyone who's ever been beaten up by an old man.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Before we get to the results, looks like WBO number one ranked heavyweight contender Huey Fury, the cousin of Tyson Fury, the former champion, has been injured in training. It was reported in the Herald newspaper and will withdraw from challenging for the WBO heavyweight title against Joseph Park on May the 6th in Auckland, New Zealand. Interesting. Another Fury pulling out of a major heavyweight fight. Interesting, no doubt about that. Zachary, take it away. Speaking of WBO, there were some WBO title fights tonight, huh?
Oh, yeah. From the StubHub Center in Carson, WBO featherweight world champion Oscar Valdez improved to 22-0 with 19 KOs when he dropped in decision to Miguel Mariaga. So who drops to 25-2 with 21 knockouts. Mariaga is he's the guy who gave Regan Diao a lot of problems. So the fact that, you know, Valdez was able to beat him this widely with the scores being 119-108, 116-111, and 118-109 in Valdez's favor. I think that says a lot about the skill level of Valdez at this point.
Meaning one judge only gave him one round.
Right. So that's pretty impressive. This guy, like I said, gave Regan Diao some problems and actually dropped Regan Diao. So we'll see what Valdez can do. I mean, there's a lot of future cards. And since this was promoted by Bob Arum, and for whatever reason, this card was on pay-per-view, he might end up fighting Vasyl Lomachenko or Mikey Garcia down the line if he does move up.
Gilberto Ramirez is on the card. He's a monster.
Yeah. he dominated Max Bershak to retain his WBO title. So impressive wins for some of these fighters on these cards.
But Ramirez is the real deal as far as Mexico's concerned, man. He's 168 pounds. He's rough. He's tough. He should probably fight at 190. He's such a big dude. You know what I'm saying? And he's bringing himself down to 168. So he's probably going to be champion for a while. But every time I say somebody's going to be champion for a while, they get knocked off. Now, one other WBO title fight on the line. What happened with Jesse Magdaleno and Adelson Dos Santos?
Well, of course, Magdaleno was victorious in that fight, so it's, I don't know, a lot of the champions, it seems like, were able to keep their belts.
Okay, now Sean Porter and Andre Berto, talk to me about that. You watched that one from round to round. What's up?
Yeah, that fight, I mean, it was a pretty controversial fight. I thought maybe I was alone, but, you know, looking at the reaction from people, Sean Porter was able to stop Berto, but a lot of it was with the use of his head, which there were numerous cuts caused by headbutts. And it was to the point where after the fight, Sean Porter apologized for the headbutts. And that kind of speaks to how egregious they were. And I saw Porter throw some clear elbows. Like, it was a really bad performance from the referee. And it affected the fight because Berto was actually wobbled by a headbutt and was never able to get his legs back. And Porter just jumped on him. And that was, you know, that was that.
Do you know the headbutts from Evander Holyfield? Evander Holyfield is a very, very famous headbutter. Do you know the headbutts are what led Mike Tyson to bite him in the ear twice?
Yeah, he was tired of the headbutts. I remember that in both fights, and he bit him in response to those. But a lot of people don't know that, so that's a good point you raised.
Jermell Charlo remained undefeated, defended the WBC junior welterweight title, junior middleweight title Junior, 154-pound title against Charles Hadley, and I with a stunning stoppage. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, that one was brutal. It was a pretty good fight up until that point. I mean, Hadley had been dropped in the third round, but, man, the stoppage, he was out for a while. It was one of those knockouts where the referee didn't even count, you know, and he was down there for a good minute or two. So it was a conclusive result.
Switching gears, we'll switch to the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, Fox Sports 1 coming to you tonight from Nashville, Tennessee. Last week, after setting new records in Kansas City, breaking my old record from 1995 in Kansas City, where the bottom line is Cub Swanson defeated Arlen Lobo tonight with a unanimous nod across the board. Looks like a 4-1 fight as far as two scores were concerned. 5-0 in the other score. Some of the other fights on the card that stood out, Ovin St. Preux in a catchweight fight at 210 pounds, won a submission with a flu choke over Marcos Rogelio de Lima. What is a flu choke? A Von Flu choke. Do you know? Is that some guy, Von Flu?
Yeah, it's kind of difficult to explain exactly what the choke is, but it's one of those ones where it's like a neck, you know, it's named after a specific mixed martial artist, but that's the best way I could describe it.
John Dodson looked good tonight. He was a winner in the unanimous nod. Stevie Ray, this is the fight we're going to feature right now. Stevie Ray, man, he's a lightweight, 155. This guy, he sounds black. We're going to run an interview in a minute. He sounds so black, it's unbelievable. But this guy is like white as snow with a beard. But he took out Mike Perry, took out Jake Ellenberger tonight with a knockout in the second round with an elbow. But Ellenberger, still a good fighter, still a formidable foe in the minds of many people, but not to Mike Perry tonight. Roll it, Scott. All right, that's not working. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the Johnny Taco Show, of course, Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or via the text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. So that throws a bit of a kink in things. Going back to the card here. Danielle Taylor was the winner tonight. She beat Jessica Penny. Jessica Penny, you know, these girls, they're putting in such competitive fights each time out, and I keep talking about this, not having easy fights, this and that. It's really tough to build a career in the world of mixed martial arts the way the matchmaking is put together by the UFC, Zach.
Yeah, it's definitely difficult. I mean, it's constant death matches, as we've said a lot of times.
Yeah. Speaking of death matches, Stipe Miocic and Junior Dos Santos. If Junior Dos Santos gets hit too many more times on the chin, that might be a death match.
Yeah, that definitely wouldn't be a good result.
You know, I mean, how can I put this? Junior Dos Santos has taken more punishment than any heavyweight I've ever seen, period. I've never seen a heavyweight take more punishment in fights than he has. Have you?
No.
No, I mean, you have to think about that. I mean, holy cow.
I didn't even have to think.
Yeah, the two losses to Cain Velasquez, of course, the first time knocking Velasquez out in the blink of an eye. But he's taking on Stipe Miocic, who's a pretty darn good boxer in himself. This is a stand-up fight, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a stand-up fight. I mean, for Dos Santos, it might actually make more sense for him to try to grapple because I think he does have the grappling advantage. But will Stipe let it get to that point? I mean, yeah, Dos Santos, he won the first fight, so he does have that. But I think that was a different version of Dos Santos.
Hey, well, yeah, it takes a lot less punishment. Now, as I said earlier tonight, the man that stole the show, at least in my mind, was a guy named Mike Perry when he defeated Jake Ellenberger. Let's roll that audio.
Trying to throw a knee inside. It's Perry. Oh, it's lights out in Nashville. Mike Platinum Perry. Holy smokes.
Look at the power he generates. Short elbow there. Boom. He is explosive. He's learning. He's getting better. You know, he's learning. He worked on a lot of new techniques, and that could be the reason he was thinking a little bit there in the first round. But, man, he found his timing there in round two and ended this fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Josh Ward has called a stop to this contest at 1 minute, 5 seconds of round number two, declaring the winner by no.
Platinum Mike Perry.
All right, I'm here with your winner, Mike Perry. Mike, you wanted to come in here and fight a patient fight, a smarter fight. What were the adjustments necessary to counter Jake Ellenberger there in the second round?
Do everything I've been trained to do, but woo, let's go, baby. That's what I was looking for. Shout out Nashville. Thank you, Jesus. And Dana White, give my boy a fight, my coach, Julian Williams. He won tonight in another organization. Thank you.
Why don't you take a look at your handiwork here on the big screen. You stunned him with that left hook and dropped him, but it was the big right elbow that you set up to finish this fight.
I've been setting up that left hook for a few weeks with my boxing coach. I fake it low, throw it high. And I've been setting up that right elbow, too, because I knew he wanted to hit me with the overhand right. But I want to ask y'all, whose life y'all want me to ruin next?
Well, I think they'd put that question back on you. Is there anybody you got on your mind?
Anybody, let's move up the rankings. We moving on up. That was 13. Who beat my last opponent? I don't care. Let's get them. Anybody.
Well, a huge win for you tonight. Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Perry.
It looks like it is getting closer. We inch closer to the mega fight, the hybrid card, folks. Talk about mixed martial arts and boxing. Of course, boxers going up against MMA artists. Ooh, of course, will be topped by the great Conor McGregor and, of course, Floyd Mayweather. Why don't I say the great Floyd Mayweather? Because I've never really been all that impressed with Floyd Mayweather. As I said many, many times in the past, he is the most unexciting fighter to come across the to become a star in the past. Maybe in the history of boxing. In fact, the fact that he's able to go out there and convince millions and millions of people to watch him on pay-per-view is, to me, the biggest con that's ever been perpetrated on the American public. That being said, Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, it's going to happen. The card underneath looks like it's coming together as well. Jimmy Manua and David Hay, that would really sell a lot of pay-per-view homes there in the UK, wouldn't it, Zach?
Yeah, and you know what? Mayweather has talked about wanting to fight in the UK. If there was ever a card that made sense to do that, I think it's this one. What do you think?
Put it in Wembley Stadium in front of 90,000 people?
That's what I'm thinking, something like that. I mean, I think they could draw a lot on this card. And you know, we'll see what happens with Joshua. If he's able to beat Klitschko, I would talk to him and see what they could do about putting him on that card.
Of course, while Anthony Joshua, of course, the defending IBF champion against the former champion, Vladimir Klitschko, 64-4 against 18-0. That goes down next Saturday, April 29th, live on television. Check your TV guys locally. This is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Folks, you can follow the WBO on Facebook or check them out on their website, WBOboxing.com. Of course, week in and week out, without the WBO, Ring Talk Live worldwide, and some of my broadcasts would not take place. We thank Paco Valcarcel and the great people at the World Boxing Organization. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Don't call if you're drunk, because I'll dish you, but you can text me if you want. If you're drunk, texting's cool. 415-275-1650. Just don't text and drive. If you're drunk, don't text and drive. 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man with my partner in grime. I'm talking about the great Zach Attack Young. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You know, Zach, we talked earlier about the Spurs. Kawhi Leonard scored 43 points, didn't he? I mean, come on, man. I mean, what's going on here? Why don't they build a team around him? It seems like they are like the unforgotten foursome. It's him and everybody else, and you don't know the other guys.
Well, I mean, Pau Gasol is on the Spurs, and he had some clutch shots in that game. They got LaMarcus Aldridge. I mean, I would say, you know, that I'd say their point guard's getting old at this point, and Ginobili, of course, is old. But other than that, I think they have a solid team, and they have maybe the best coach in the league, I'd say. So, I don't know. I don't think that there's anything wrong with what the Spurs are doing. They're competitive in the playoffs, but the Grizzlies are a tough team.
Good point. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. Hour number two of my grill still to come. Of course, my partner in grime will talk about the great Zach Attack Young and myself bringing you into the second hour of Sports Overnight in America right after the news. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America live on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
You try that with a minute. I'll knock you out. Well, I'm not going to keep going right back.
Tony.
Yeah. Go with it before we're going.
Come on.
You know what the story is.
Another day, another black eye for an airline. This time it's American Airlines, which says the flight attendant you just heard in that sound has now been placed on leave. A witness says a heated exchange took place between the attendant and a female passenger when the attendant took away a stroller from the woman violently. The attendant then taunts a man coming to the woman's aid to hit him. That video's gone viral, much like the United Airlines video showing a doctor being dragged off a plane. Russian military flights off Alaska's coast are being watched closely. U.S. military officials say planes have been spotted there 4 times this week. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says President Trump is aware of the situation. This is USA Radio News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love the money you'll save, the convenience you'll enjoy, and the peace of mind knowing your beloved pet is fully protected. Call now to take advantage of 2 free months of pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings. Call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com. Call or click now for your free gift, plus 2 free months of pet insurance. Call 877-835-6060 or visit PetSavingsUSA.com.
This is Earth Day as well as a March for Science Day. More from Michael Bauer in New York.
New York joins cities around the world where activists march to defend science from attacks, including U.S. government budget cuts. One marcher explains why she had to march.
I'm looking forward to a future in which we can solve problems that we have using scientific means.
Marchers say they're worried about political involvement in science that rejects climate change, environmental concerns, and all of these things that Bill Ulfelder, executive director of the Nature Conservancy, says are the great things science has brought us.
The Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, the Endangered Species Act. I mean, these are all things that came about after the very first Earth Day in 1970. These are things that need to remain in place.
Michael Bauer, New York.
President Trump released a statement today that read, quote, rigorous science depends not on ideology, but on a spirit of honest inquiry and robust debate. Trump's proposed budget would cut billions in research funding. The lighter side of the news at Liftable.com. This is USA Radio News.
U.S. Sports Pages is your absolute one-stop shop for sports news. Why spend hours researching multiple sites to find your favorite team stories when our producers go through every newspaper in the country to pick out the best articles to reduce your prep time? We also include trending topics within the entertainment industry. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll ever need to get your sports fix. Be sure to check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com. Again, that's USSportsPages.com.
In Florida, a fire near Naples has burned almost 5,500 acres, forcing 7,000 families from their homes.
For those of you who have lost or damaged homes, we'll be with you every step of the way. And Florida's a great state, and everybody shows up to help.
Florida Governor Rick Scott.
This is an incredibly heartbreaking and challenging time, but I'm encouraged to see our entire state working together to help one another and keep our community safe.
Scott says help from the federal government has been critical.
I wanted to thank the Trump administration. They've been very responsive. They've done it quickly. We just got additional support for the cover costs in Polk and Lee counties. So I just want to thank the Trump administration. They're being very responsive.
So far, the blaze has destroyed almost a dozen houses and is only 10% contained. President Trump is promising tax cuts.
To help struggling Americans achieve their financial dreams, earn a great paycheck, have a job that they love going to every single day, and have real confidence in the future.
That's from his radio address this week. Democrats continue their call for Trump to release his tax returns. And Vice President Mike Pence winds up his trip overseas, down under.
We are partners in security. We are partners in prosperity. And together we are bound by our historic alliance.
Pence visited with several allies on his trip, finishing in Australia, reassuring them of a commitment to keep North Korea from using nuclear weapons. I'm Richard Strong. USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
He's all night. He's going great against us. Going to set it right. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Around the world and live from the Sports Byline headquarters in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. My name is Johnny Tackle, soon to be joined by my partner in crime, Zach Attack Young. But some of the topics we'll touch on this hour. Zach, can you believe the vice president calls his wife mommy and he won't be caught alone? He won't be in an office or a room with another woman because that's his wife? Has he got some insecurity problems there, Mr. Pence, or what?
It's like the one of the creepiest things I've heard in a while.
I mean, holy cow. I read that he wouldn't go to dinner with other women and this and that, but he won't be in a safe. I remember that ski lift, the episode of the Larry David show. I can't remember what the exact name of it was, but there was a ski lift episode where Larry David was on the ski lift with this Jewish girl, and it came in the sun was going down, and they were on the ski lift about 100 feet off the ground, and she says, listen, I can't be with another man after dark. You know, it's against my religion. I can't do it. Anyway, bottom line is, she jumped. Can you believe that? She jumped. What I'm trying to tell you is, religion is extreme. It is what it is. Of course, the man from Indiana is our vice president. That's why, if Donald Trump were to go for natural causes, Mike Pence would be in charge. I'd rather have Dick Cheney. What about you, Zach?
Yeah, I'd say so. And I mean, that's...
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live all across America from San Francisco. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-Day Super Sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Now, I'll tell you, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape, you know? Now, last week I told my wife I need a home improvement loan. She gave me $1,000 to move out. Now, I'll tell you, my wife, there's always something, you know? Well, the other day I called her up. I said to her, honey, I've been thinking about the last time we had sex. I'm getting excited. She said, who is this? I tell you, my wife, she never went for me. Well, the first time I called her up, she told me, come on over, there's nobody home. I went over, there was nobody home. And I tell you, my wife, she can't cook either. My house, we pray after we eat. Well, I bought a pressure cooker, now I eat off the ceiling. What a lousy cook. I don't think meatloaf should glow in the dark. I mean, she can't cook at all. She made chocolate mousse and antler got stuck in my throat. I'll tell you my trouble. I got the wrong doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombas. Know my doctor? And I saw him last week. I told him, Doc, every day I wake up, I look in the mirror, I want to throw up. What's wrong with me? He said, I don't know, but your eyesight is perfect. Are you kidding? I know I'm ugly. I asked a bartender to make me a zombie. Told me God beat him to it. And I'll tell you, you know when you're ugly, all right? Well, Halloween, my wife sends the kids out dressed like me. I mean, I'll tell you, I'll tell you the whole story, all right, the whole story, okay? All right. I mean, you know when you're ugly. Well, last Halloween, a kid tried to pull my face off. And my kids, they flip a coin and see who has to kiss me goodnight. Now, I don't get no respect from anyone. Well, I called up suicide prevention. They tried to talk me into it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
With Johnny Taco.
No respect. I don't get no respect.
You're tuned to the Taco Man Show. Johnny Taco, of course, my partner in crime, Mr. Zach Attack Young. And Zach, we're going to take a hard look at the preeminent home run hitter as far as baseball is concerned, because I don't recognize Barry Bonds. We'll talk about Hank Aaron. 755 home runs, of course, breaking Babe Ruth's record. A lifetime batting average of .305. You know, I think his numbers, they get lost. They seem to get lost in the shuffle. We talk about the greatest baseball players of all time. You don't hear people mentioning Hank Aaron.
That is true. And I mean, Hank Aaron, there's never any rumors of him doing any of that.
You mean Flintstone Vitamins?
Right. Well, and I don't know if they were really as prevalent back then.
No, but they had greenies and stuff like that. They called little whiteies and bennies and things like that. Sort of supposed to had a little stimulants.
Oh, they had a lot of whiteies.
Little caffeine pills and things like that. But 305 average, 3,771 hits, man, 755 home runs, RBIs, 2,297 RBIs. I consider him the greatest long ball hitter of all time. Now, some people will differ with me. They'll say that maybe Willie Mays was. And I'll say, yeah, Willie Mays was probably a better long ball hitter. But the bottom line is Willie Mays didn't have the numbers because he played in Candlestick Park. And why do I know this, folks? Because I used to sneak into Candlestick Park for years and years. And later as a policeman, I worked out of Candlestick Park, both for the Giants and for the 49ers. Well, I will tell you this. When a ball was hit out into the outfield at Candlestick Park and toward left field, the wind was so strong it would blow the ball down. So in all fairness to Willie Mays and Hank Aaron, Mays probably had about 800 home runs I think he ended up with 600 and something. But the bottom line is Willie Mays, probably the greatest long ball hitter of all time, but he didn't have the ballpark in which to hit the long ball. Straight up, let's take a deep look, a hard look, at Hammer and Hank Aaron.
Once again, a standing ovation for Henry Aaron. Though the confrontation for the second time, Aaron walked in the second inning. He means the tying run at the plate now, though we'll see what Downing does. Al at the belt delivers, and he's low, ball one. And that just adds to the pressure. The crowd booing. Downing has to ignore the sound effects and stay a professional and pitch his game. One ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. Georgia, what a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the Deep South for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. And it is a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron, who was met at home plate not only by every member of the Braves, but by his father and mother. He threw his arms around his father, and as he left the home plate area, his mother came running across the grass, threw her arms around his neck, kissed him for all she was worth. As Aaron circled the bases, the Dodgers on the infield shook his hand, and that was a memorable moment. Aaron is being mobbed by photographers. He is holding his right hand high in the air, and for the first time in a long time, that poker face of Aaron shows the tremendous strain and relief of what it must have been like to live with for the past several months. It is over. At 10 minutes after 9 in Atlanta, Georgia, Henry Aaron has eclipsed the mark set by Babe Ruth. You could not, I guess, get two more opposite men. The Babe, big and garrulous and oh so sociable, and oh so immense in all of his appetites. And then the quiet lad out of Mobile, Alabama, slender and stayed slender throughout his career. Ruth, as he put on the poundage and the paunch, the Yankees put their ball players in pinstripe uniforms because it made Ruth look slimmer. But they didn't need pinstripe uniforms for Henry Aaron in the twilight of his career. He looked almost the same as he did when he first came up 20 years ago. And so it was a memorable moment before the game, and now what a sweet moment it is here in the middle of the game. So Henry and the Babe, the two greatest home run hitters that have ever lived. And it's a marvelous, wonderful, enjoyable moment here in Atlanta. We're so happy, too, that it could be seen all over the United States, that it will be duly reported all around the world. And I'm sure films of it will be seen around the world, and you can hear Georgia around the world. Henry Aaron is now at the microphone. Henry summed it all up by saying, "I thank God it's all over with." And I'm sure he has thanked God many times that he had to do it to get it all over with. as he becomes the greatest home run hitter in the history of baseball.
Zach, he had to have 24-hour bodyguards throughout that season because of the threats against his life. Could you believe that?
It's just ridiculous, huh?
I mean, holy cow, man. I mean, the guys, I remember when, how can I put this? You know, I remember that time, remember that era, and I'm saying to myself, you know, have we really progressed that far since then? Because, you know, now we've got people getting killed in the street and people fighting in the street over color and things like that. So maybe we haven't progressed as much as I thought we've progressed, you know? Maybe we still need to go some. Anyway, the bottom line is 25-time All-Star, no doubt about that. 25 times picked as an All-Star. World Series champion in 1957. NL MVP in 1957. Three-time Golden Glove. Two-time National League batting champion. 755 home runs. What can I say? And, of course, his brother was no chip off the old block. Tommy Aaron only had 216 hits in a career that spanned 446 games, and he hit .229 as an average. But the great Hank Aaron, the best long ball hitter statistically in baseball history, without the asterisks. I'm talking about Barry Bonds. We do not recognize Barry Bonds' accomplishments here. At least I don't. Anyway, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet. We talk a little dirt in our next segment. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the text line. I've got some text to do. I'll answer my problem to you. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. That is the text line. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man with my partner in grime. I'm talking about the great Zach Attack Young. This is Sports Overnight America, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Here's a story you won't hear on any other radio show. I used to play baseball with football across the street from Carlos Santana's mother's house. And I heard that song, Black Magic Woman, 1,000 times before I ever was on the radio. In fact, I remember one day we heard Evil Ways on the radio. Of course, we used to hear that in Carlos's mother's basement. They used to drive their band equipment around in an old black hearse, an old Cadillac hearse. But they, when they were practicing and doing all this music and this and that, we used to think it were just a bunch of hippies. You know, they were cool, doing dances, high school dance, things like that. Then we heard Santana on the radio, and 3 days later, the limousine came and took his mommy, and they left the hood forever. So the great Carlos Santana and George Santana, his brother as well, excellent guitar players who both went to my junior high school and high school, James Lick Junior High and Mission High School. Now, Zach Attack, we were talking about that hybrid card a little bit earlier. Talk about, of course, maybe Jimmy Manua and David Haye and Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. Let's add this fight to the card. Vin Diesel and The Rock.
I saw that. I don't know what that's. It's probably just promo for a movie or something.
No, no, this is no promo. Vince said, he told Tyrone Woodley, he said, look, I will flat out kick The Rock's ass all the way back to the WWE.
I don't know what this is about. Like, because I don't follow that Fast and the Furious. They've made way too many of those movies, but the ads of the new one, it makes it look like they're supposedly like enemies or whatever.
Well, you know, I can brag about this. I've never seen a one of them. So
Lucky you.
Yeah. So, you know, Vin Diesel was a bouncer before his acting days. I mean, and he kicks. I mean, he's a rough dude. I've seen him work out a couple of workouts. I saw him doing the mixed martial arts thing. So he knows how to throw hands, this and that. You know, The Rock. Do you think The Rock would take a challenge like that? I mean, a real fight? Batista's taking the real fights. Brock Lesnar's taking the real fights. Rock's the biggest star of them all, would he?
They'd have to offer him a ridiculous amount of money, I think. Because why, if you're the highest paid film star, why would you risk humiliating yourself for the sake of making money that's probably not going to be as much money as you would in a film?
Okay, speaking of humiliating himself, Travis Brown has proposed to Ronda Rousey. Looks like they're going to get married, of course. Travis Brown being Ronda Rousey's sperm donor. In fact, Ronda used to tell us, you've heard her interviews where she said on the show that she likes to get laid right before a show so she can get a quick shot of testosterone. I kid you not, for her to boost her psychologically. But her fighting days, she's done, right? We'll never see her in an octagon again unless she's holding a microphone, right?
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
I mean, who could she come back against? There's nobody. I mean, I can't think of a girl that she can come back against.
Yeah, I don't think so. I can't imagine it. I mean, who is it going to be? Like, I think the division has just kind of evolved past her.
Speaking of the USC, we'll go back to you just for a second. Ariane Celeste. Remember I talked about her? She's a ring card girl. Remember I talked to her about being topless on TMZ a couple of weeks ago? That broad's hot, man. Good God.
Yeah, definitely.
I just can't say enough, man. When I say hot, I don't know how to spell hot. She is that hot, no doubt about that. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, this is Johnny talking as All-Star, as the All-Star being the great Zach Attack Young here. We're talking a little sports, a little smack, no doubt about that. Now, James Worthy and, of course, duking it out with, Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's on the bench. Is Kevin Durant, we talked about him being a little bit of a turd earlier. a real guy that's attorney is this guy Adrian Broner, that boxer. He got arrested again. He got arrested last night. And he says this, I got shot at. This is a guy that, remember in that trial he had a few months ago where he was trying to prevent that sex tape from going public? Remember that one, Zach?
I remember that.
Yeah, when the sex tape did go public, he tried to sue the website. So the judge asked him, why do you have three phones? And he says, I have one phone for business, one phone for family, and one phone for hoes. That sort of killed his case right then and there. Of course, he lost that trial, and they were able to publish that on the internet. Not anyone wanted to see him sexually do his thing. But last night, take that back, Friday night, he was shot at in Cincinnati, Ohio. This is nothing new for this guy. I mean, he's a violent dude, and let's be honest, let's give it an under over. I give him seven years and he's dead. You go under or you go over?
Man, I mean, it's sad to think about because you never want to see anybody's life in that. 7 years, you say under over. I think he'll go over, but I don't think that he's going to live to be 70 or anything like that.
You know, I say LeVar Bell got lit up by a Nike executive. No, he didn't handle that too well, of course, hitting back at George Raveling. Lonzo Ball's father is quite a character. In fact, he sort of stole the show this year as far as a guy that's really not involved being involved, huh?
Yeah, he definitely did. And how did you feel about his antics? Like, because there's two sides of it. A lot of people get really mad at him, and a lot of people just see it as a guy promoting his kids. Where do you stand on that?
If it makes his kid more money, I'm telling you, more power to him. There's just no doubt about it. More power to him. I'm off. Listen, you know me. I'm with the athlete. I'm always for the athlete making money because I think at the end of the day, no matter how much the athlete is paid, usually he's shortchanged.
Yeah, but I don't have a problem with most of the things that he's said. I don't even care when he tries to say he'd beat NBA legend. Clearly, that's being ridiculous, saying he'll beat Michael Jordan one-on-one. But the one thing that I thought that he said, and I'm not just saying this as a white guy, but when he said that UCLA lost and wasn't able to advance because they had a team full of white guys that were too slow, I thought that was kind of silly, especially since his son is half white. And on top of that, the team that was number two in the NCAA tournament and really was extremely close to winning the national championship was full of white guys.
Speaking of my guys that I like, there's no doubt about it, I like Russell Westbrook. He was fined $15,000 for dropping that F-bomb in that post-game interview. What's 15 grand to a guy like him?
Yeah,
I'll interrupt you for a second. Hold on. And do you realize when he pays this fine for $15,000, he'll be able to write it off as a tax deduction as a business expense?
That is a good point. He will be. It is a business expense because I'm sure he could always say like he wouldn't be allowed to play if he didn't spend that money.
Tell me, is Colin Kaepernick being blackballed? It's a yes or a no answer.
Yes, and I got to tell you, I'm seriously contemplating not covering the NFL in this next season if some of these lesser quarterbacks get a job over him.
You got a point there because there's some hobos out there that are starting in the NFL that he's better than. There's no doubt about that.
I'd say he's better than half the starting quarterbacks out there. I think that him having a bad year was really overplayed. I don't think he had a bad year at all last year.
No doubt about that. The only guy that had a bad year last year, Aaron Hernandez. He had a bad year, of course, the last 15 years. Too bad that guy couldn't have got it together, man. He was so talented. I mean, just look at the athletic prowess that he had. Man, he was a stud athletically, but he just couldn't leave the street. See, you know, there was an old saying where you can take the guy out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of the guy. I think he fits that to a T.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, you never want to see that happen to anybody. And you know, of course, the victims are the ones who truly lost in all this, and one of them being his own daughter, as we spoke about. But it's definitely sad to see anyone with that much potential. He only got to play 3 years in the NFL and was already making a big impact.
So what is there going to be an expansion team? Is Derek Jeter going to eventually get an expansion team in Major League Baseball, or is he going to end up running the Steinbrenners are running the Yankees. I mean, he's going to get his own. Is he got enough money to get his own ball club?
I know he has a lot of money. if he did start a ball club, I don't see him competing with the Yankees. I think, you know, he's a Yankee for life, and he's one of those players that really transcends their sport, where when they end up retiring, you really have to, like, tip your cap to them. So I kind of think if he were to do that, it would probably be in some market that doesn't have a team.
George St. Pierre saying he can make 155. Can he really make 155, that guy?
I highly, highly doubt that. He was always pretty big for welterweight. I think he's just posturing, or probably trying to make money off of McGregor's name.
He beats Michael Bisping, though, doesn't he?
You know, I would lean towards him, but I think that fight's actually interesting because of the layoff. That's a really long layoff, and he's moving up in weight. I mean, if it were a couple years ago, then yeah, no question. I think he would be a nightmare matchup for Bisping. But the weight and the fact that he's coming back after such a long layoff, it's definitely more competitive.
Yeah, well, Michael Bisping's got it pretty easy. He fought the number 13 guy, Dan Henderson. He gets to fight a guy coming back 3 years after a three-year layoff and one weight class smaller. Pretty easy gig. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Zach Attack Man and myself, of course, Johnny Taco here, taking your calls on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You get through this dragnet, it's as slippery as a nail in a barrel full of oil.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
40 minutes past the hour. My name is Johnny Talk. Of course, you're tuned to Johnny Talk and his All-Stars. Zach Attack Young has had to recuse himself from this next interview because I'm interviewing his stepfather. I'm talking about a guy that I've waited a long time to interview. That's right. My next guest is the former owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, of course, Mr. Donald Sterling. Sir, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Taco. And I just want to say that the taco, I'm assuming you're an ethnic, and it's great to talk to an ethnic again.
Yeah, okay, well, let's not get into color right now. So how's life in retirement going for you, Mr. Sterling?
I'm 83 years old. I'm getting laid all the time. Oral, missionary, backdoor, anything goes. When's the last time you got laid, Taco?
Wait, don't ask me when I get backdoor. What do you mean backdoor?
I'm a big fan of Jennifer Lopez, the Jenny from the block.
Oh, my God. Okay, Mr. Sterling, sir, all due respect, but this is my job, as I said, to ask the question, so yours is to answer them. Now, tell me about all these chicks that you're banging. Tell me about them.
Brown sugar. Can't get enough here. Thinking about tricking in Inglewood tonight, or maybe Compton. You like hot chocolate, taco guy?
Hot chocolate. You sound like Bill O'Reilly. Is that your beverage of choice, or female, Mr. Sterling? Are you a racist and a sexist, too?
I'm a racist. Why? Because I don't want to compete with black men between the sheets. And you blame me? I'm an 83-year-old. His penis looks like a stack of buttons. You want me to compete with black guys? I can't handle Chelsea Handler. Taco guy, have you ever seen an Asian porn star that wasn't female?
Oh, my God. You're getting a little heavy here, Mr. Sterling. Mr. Sterling, are you ever returning to the public life that you once had?
Interracial sex, brown sugar, hot chocolate, you know, ebony and ivory.
Well, Mr. Sterling, obviously you've got a one-track mind. I wish you the very best of luck in your future, and I thank you so much for spending some time with me tonight on Sports Byline.
Out of my way, you pig.
Oh, my God. You know, and I can see why the Zach Attack wanted no part of that one, man. I mean, with a stepfather like that, Zach, I got to ask you, though, he's cool with the money. I mean, being a stepfather is good financially to you. He's just an asshole.
Yeah, I mean, I was cringing that entire time during that interview.
Well, I can imagine you would. I mean, you know, if my stepdad was being dogged on my show by my co-host, I'd be feeling bad about it, too. But the bottom line is, you know, he did his thing. He stood up for what he believed in, whether he was a racist or not. And obviously he has some racist tendencies. But, you know, he's 83 years old. When he's 83 and he's almost senile, I sort of gave him a pass on a lot of that stuff. I really don't. And not because he was your stepdad, because I just figured he was 83 and an old white guy. You know, old white guy's 83. Give him a pass.
Yeah, I mean, it's a delicate situation. I don't know how you get that mad at Magic Johnson, but he found a way.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, let's look at the big sports world, the sports world right now. Of course, we've got the Warriors getting ready to rock as far as the playoffs are concerned. The Cleveland Cavaliers are going to play later today. And, of course, the NBA playoffs are just rocking and rolling. Of course, this is the first round only. The reason why I don't watch the early playoffs is I get burned out on them. And that's why I sort of stay away from the early rounds as far as the NBA playoffs are concerned. Can you feel me on that one?
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. You know, it's kind of predictable. It's really rare that the eighth seed beats the one seed or anything like that. And really outside of that, any other result isn't that interesting, right? If the fifth seed beats the three seed, is that really that exciting or unexpected? I don't know. It just seems to me that it's not that. It doesn't really go that far. You kind of can, if you were to pencil in the results, it's not exactly like predicting the NCAA bracket. Let's put it that way.
Good point. 10 a.m. Pacific time, the Cleveland Cavaliers under and over is 212.5. They are 3.5-point favorites over the Pacers. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they'll beat the Pacers. I think at this point, after a lot of competitive games, the Pacers are probably going to crumble. I mean, they might try to fight back, but I don't see this series going past four or five games.
Zach, I'm dropping 550 on this game right here. I just think that the Pacers are ready to go. I think even though they'll be playing at home, I think they're going to play their hearts out. But I really think that the Cavaliers and LeBron is going to come up with a better than a 3.5-point win.
Yeah, I think so. And the last loss they had was just demoralizing because they led big most of the game and then they just fell apart.
Okay, the Rockets, the under-over is 224 points. The Rockets, the Thunder. Thunder are a point and a half favorite.
I'll take the Thunder in that. I think that they should have won that second game. And I don't think that they're going to win the series, but I think they've got some momentum on their side. And I think that having Westbrook on your team, you're going to win at least a game or two of a series just with him alone.
You know, he's not only is he one of the very best, but I think he has an aura about him. You know, I mean, Steph Curry doesn't have that aura. When I look, maybe because I see more of Steph Curry than I do Westbrook, but Westbrook has a bit of a mystique to him. Maybe because he's from another city, another town, plays another city. I don't get to see him as much of him as I probably like to. But he's got an aura about him, sort of makes him, I consider him like the NBA Superman.
Yeah, I think that definitely applies. And the way he plays, I don't think that there's any other player in the league that it just plays all out every play like he does.
Okay. The Celtics, of course, are going to play the Bulls. The Bulls are 2.5-point underdogs. They'll be playing at Chicago. The Celtics have put together a pretty good team this year.
Yeah, they have. And I think that the team has kind of fallen apart, you know, due to a lot of it has to do with Isaiah Thomas's sister passing away. I think that took a huge emotional toll, and I don't know if they'll be able to bounce back at this point. They lost the two in the Garden, and now they got to go to Chicago. I don't see them winning that series.
Let me go through that TV schedule for you once again. Pacific time here, folks. 10 a.m. ABC, the Cavs and the Pacers. 12:30, the Rockets and the Thunder. 3:30, Celtics and the Bulls. 6 o'clock p.m., the Clippers and the Jazz. So a big, of course, the Clippers are the Jazz are 2.5-point favorites here over the Clippers. Talk to me about that. Clippers paying in the Jazz. You see any money there? Would you drop some Bitcoin there? Which way would you go?
I think that the Clippers will win that series because they did, you know, the Jazz lost Rudy Gobert, so that makes it, they were doing really well up until that point, and now I think that makes it a lot easier for the Clippers to do what they do. But you know, with the Clippers, I don't think you're ever safe betting money that they're going to win.
and betting, I don't know what's going on, but betting in Utah against the Utah Jazz is sort of weird. Sort of like betting against the Boston in the Garden, the old days of the Boston Garden. They've got some type of mojo going on there.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they have like one of the best home court advantages, I'd say.
Why do you think the home court is as important as it is? I've talked about it before when, you know, it's easier for me to fight on the road than it is to fight at home. But, you know, yet at home teams win consistently and sometimes they're not the better team. Why? Because they slept in their own bed last night?
Well, they play at that court 41 times a year, so I think that plays a big role. All the other courts, they only play a couple times a year, so especially if it's a team that's played together for a long time. So they've been playing at this arena for, you know, like hundreds of games. I think by that point, it really becomes an advantage because you're used to it. You probably have memorized every like floorboard and the way that it's going to spring when you step on it and all that type of stuff.
Hey, not too many New England Patriots showed up to take that picture with Donald Trump.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised like that. I was surprised by that. I thought the team was more set on, you know.
No. Come on. No, what were you really trying to say there? You were like, Dad, I caught you dancing there, Zachary. Talk to me.
I mean, it seems like, you know, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady were supporters of his, and I kind of thought there'd be more solidarity with those guys, but I guess, you know, the Trump name is just that toxic.
Well, the Giselle Brady lit him up like the White House Christmas tree in a tweet yesterday. She called him a buffoon.
Yeah, that has to be a little awkward at the Brady household, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know. Tom Brady, of course, the New England Patriots quarterback, of course. Now, Tom Brady and his boys are going back, and believe it or not, you know, they're going to be in the run for another Super Bowl. If he was a tack on another Super Bowl on that career of his already, I mean, he's done almost it all. Would we feel comfortable rating him above Joe Montana? Yes or no? Or is still Montana still the perfect guy?
I think the fact that Montana doesn't have any controversies around his Super Bowls, I think that I would still put Montana ahead of him, even though Brady has, you know, he's won one more Super Bowl. Like, I know people will make that argument, but none of Montana's were really controversial, and at least a couple of Brady's were.
He never threw a pick.
Yeah, that too. I mean, that's something. It's just hard to top that, and I don't know if anyone really will be able to.
You know, speaking of the 49ers, Dwight Clark, number 87. I was there in 1981 when he caught that pass from Joe Montana. I was in that end zone walking around. We didn't have tickets. We had snuck into the ballpark that day, and this was before I became a policeman, believe it or not, that same year. And we snuck into the ballpark, me, myself, my cousin, Tiger De La Cruz, and my cousin John. And we watched that pass come, and 2 weeks ago it was diagnosed that Dwight Clark has ALS, man. He's not long for this world. That's not good.
Yeah, that's definitely heartbreaking for a lot of Niners fans to hear that.
Of course, they call that the Lou Gehrig syndrome, whatever it is. But, man, it's just, what can you say? I mean, there's just, it's about the worst. I just can't say enough. Dwight Clark's always been a class act. And I tell you, when I was ring announcing in Stockton, California one night, we're doing an ESPN show, I think, Zach, and somebody threw a cell phone. This was back in the 90s when cell phones were built like bricks. So I announced the guy from just Stockton losing a split decision or something like that, and he got his head handed to him. He got beaten up pretty good. Some guy threw a cell phone out of the cheap seats up in the Stockton Auditorium and hit me in the head and knocked me slightly unconscious just for a brief second. Boom! So I went down in the ring, and Dwight Clark was the guy that filled the airtime while I got my head together.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a class act all the way. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't step in, or they'd try to get some type of pay, so that's really nice to
No, here's what, he was doing the TV there. He was doing the TV, and he says, I feel compelled. He goes, poor Pedro sitting there, dazed, blah, 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 and he went off and he did his thing. But Dwight Clark was cool, and I'm glad that you know, how can I put this? Nobody ever lives a full life, but when you're a Super Bowl champion, you travel the world, you work on television, things like that, you know, you've had some good things happen to you in life, and nobody wants to see your life end horribly and in the way that ALS takes over. But I hope to God that they can find some way. You know, a lot of these diseases that we're dealing with nowadays, Zach, your daughter and my daughter probably won't be dealing with them in 35 or 40 years from now. That's how quick medical science will take over if we get a health plan in this country that covers the whole country.
Yeah, and let's hope we could do that. You know, it's past time.
You know, you can spend all that money on the defense budget when we've really got no enemies in the world except for a bunch of little Hell's Angels over there in the Middle East. Okay, you can spend all that money on the military. You can't spend money on child care. You can't spend money on, man, I'm telling you like this. Kids learn more in their first 4 years of life than they do the entire rest of their lives. So why not educate them from the years of 3 to 4 in preschool and make it mandatory for every American? That way we can push kids to college without having to push them through high school, push them straight to college. Anyway, the bottom line is money. They don't want to spend the money. You can spend money on guns, but you can't spend money on butter. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. One short segment to go. Zach Italia, and myself, of course, here until the top of the hour. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, of course, with my partner in crime, my partner in grime, my all-star himself, the great Zach Attack Young. One short segment to go before the top of the hour. You can text us if you like. In fact, I will get to the text after the break. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to Sports Byline.
I've got to use some tip there because it goes to kissing. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss them. I don't either way. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the p***y. I can do anything.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He is very, very not smart.
He is very, very not smart.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Zachary Dave Roberts, of course, the manager of the LA Dodgers, said that the Dodgers will be in the World Series this year. They're 8-10. They're not even played 500 ball yet. What's going on?
Well, you know, they're struggling a little early. I think it's mostly the pitching, honestly. And really, they haven't had that much success against left-handers. But I don't know. I think they'll get it together. They have too much talent not to.
Good enough. Straight up, you still see them vying along with the Giants for the Western Division title?
Well, maybe not the Giants. But the Giants are 6-12 right now. I mean, I know they're not that much worse, but they really have struggled even more than the Dodgers thus far.
See, you can dog the Giants at 6-12, but you won't dog the Dodgers at 8-10. The bottom line is, both teams are not doing all that well. And of course,
you're right. They're not doing well. I just think it is early. But the Giants, I don't know if we could. It doesn't seem like they've gotten better on paper, you know?
Okay. Zach, here's a tip for you. I think you should go cruising down in Inglewood tonight and look for Stepdaddy.
Yeah, I should probably find him before he makes another PR nightmare.
Exactly, because you know he'd be tricking in Inglewood. Bottom line is, great show, Zach Attack Young. Say hello to your lovely daughter, Jasmine. We'll talk real soon.
All right, have a great rest of your weekend.
The great Zach Attack Young. My name is Johnny Taco. Of course, the executive producer of Sports Overnight America is the esteemed Paul Cuddy. Until next time, don't forget, Sports Overnight America, 7 days a week. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars only on Saturday nights. But the bottom line is, you're tuned to Sports Overnight America and Sports Byline. We thank you for spending your time with us.